This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
And welcome to Lay Link. This is our show. You're listening to Joy 94.9. You're with Basha and Tian. Please send us a text in the studio tonight on 0427-JOY-949. Or you can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Basha, how are you going this week?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
It's good to hear.
I'm a little bit frazzled. I had a really intense working week.
I was going to say your hair. No, it's a little bit frizzy.
My hair's a little bit frazzled too, but that's because the beautiful Melbourne weather has just been really doing us a number, hasn't it?
I've got the little flick thing happening in mind.
We had freak kind of storms come through earlier. I mean, there was lightning and thunder and...
I know. And this morning was just such beautiful weather.
I know.
I was like, what happened?
I don't know. Yeah, it's Melbourne. Four seasons in one day.
I know.
You've got to learn to embrace it and, you know...
Yeah, we embrace a lot in Melbourne.
We do embrace a lot in Melbourne. There was a lot of embracing that happened on the weekend, wasn't there?
Sundaylicious.
Sundaylicious. Yeah. And we had a really great time.
It was good.
If I do speak for both of us, then
yes.
I do.
I think we did. No,
really
it was fun.
A really great weekend. A really great weekend.
Yeah, no, it was good. It was a nice crowd.
Yeah. I love it down there. Down at the Wharf Hotel, of course, is where they hold Sundaylicious on Sunday monthly at the moment. They are monthly at the moment. And, I mean, it's such a great location and the weather was just fantastic. So it was right down there, sun shining, on the water.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
It's pretty.
Yeah, it's very pretty.
I know.
And, you know, we had a couple of drinks and danced a bit. I danced, which is unusual.
I know. You were dancing. I saw you dancing. I was shocked.
I know.
I was like, oh, my God. And then just as I joined you, you ran away. Yeah. It was like, okay, that was Tian's dancing.
Quite a lot of people in the vicinity were quite shocked of my dancing.
You're not a bad dancer, which is quite funny, and people would think that because you don't dance.
Yeah, I'm not a bad dancer. Really?
No.
Oh, my head
You just don't actually dance though.
I thought I was a really bad dancer, but all right.
No, I've seen some really awkward and uncoordinated dances, and you are not one of them.
That kind of makes me feel good. Thank you. So you've got a general discussion thing for us tonight.
I do, because people may be aware of the Greek debt crisis and the fact that $100 billion of their debt was just wiped out because the EU government went to all these people who had lent the money and basically said, let's just forget that ever happened and let's just move on. And I was just wondering if you could do that in your life, get all your family and friends together and just say, you know what, let's just forget that happened and let's just move on.
Would you do that? Well, I think maybe I would just go to Westpac and ask them to maybe remove all my debt. That'd be nice. Can we just forget that I spent all that money on shoes? That'd be really nice. Thank you. Okay, great.
Shop before you do that, though.
Yeah.
Tell them it's not $100 billion, so you know, it's a lot less than the Greek.
If it was $100 billion, I'd be really worried.
I know.
Probably wouldn't be doing this radio gig because I would be hiding.
Yeah. Imelda Marcos would not be happy.
Wait, who's Imelda Marcos?
Oh, she used to have the largest shoe collection.
Oh.
Yes.
I'm going to Google this woman.
You've never heard of her?
No.
Yeah, she hasn't been around for a while. I believe she went bankrupt.
I can imagine. Yeah, well, you've got a lot of shoes, you know. It's quite possible to happen.
So, yeah, so you think that you would try to do that if you had that option?
Yeah, and I mean, also, I think there's probably a lot of little things from, you know, my teenage years when I was quite, you know, insane, where I would probably go through and black out a couple of those instances and occurrences that, you know, happened.
Yeah, but I think it's for yourself. I think it's more that your family and friends are not constantly bringing these items up because you then basically just say, guys, it just never happened. What was that movie, A Spotless Mind or whatever it was called?
I have no idea.
The Jim Carrey one.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about, Kate Winslet.
And
they can just delete memories from their lives.
That's what the Greeks did.
Well, that could work, I suppose.
Yeah.
That's possible, yeah, that could work. I mean, the other thing is that I try to live by the idea that I don't want to regret anything in life. So really, I guess I've just got to make peace with everything that's happened. So I wouldn't really want to delete any memories.
I live that way. I don't regret anything. I take everything that I've done as a learning experience, and maybe I've made some mistakes and done some stupid things. But
Everyone has.
Yep. But, you know, I've learned from those and I've moved on, and I hope I never do those things again. And if I do, well, then I learn again.
And you hope you don't get caught.
Yes. I don't know what you're thinking, what I did there. But anyway, so that's sort of, I just think that'd be interesting.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't actually, no, I couldn't. I'll just.
If anyone out there wants to delete something, just let us know.
Yeah, maybe we could delete it for you.
Yeah,
we'll just, you know, call up your family members.
We'll put it on a podcast and it'll never be deleted.
Oh no, that's not good. Then that's.
Then maybe don't share. No, maybe that wasn't there. That was maybe not a good idea.
Share with us privately, and we won't say it on radio. Tell us your secrets.
Yeah, you're just nosy. You just want to know everyone's secrets.
I am nosy. Everybody should know by now that I'm pretty nosy. It's, you know, it's kind of what I do. It's my thing. I like to be in people's business.
It is your thing.
It's my thing.
In your business.
What are we doing now?
I don't know. I don't know. We've lost the plot.
It just happened.
It's Thursday. It's late. I'm tired. We've had a busy week.
We have. All right. So, yeah, okay. I guess we should
start the accents.
Is this the accents? Really?
The accents. Well, I don't know. I'll just do this one for a while.
So if anyone out there does want to delete anything, as Bash just said, let us know. We're curious and obviously quite nosy as well. But, yeah, just send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You can even check out our Facebook page, Leslink, that's Leslink, and like our page and send us a message. You're on Joy. You're back on Leslink with Basha and Tian. This is Joy 94.9. We're coming to you live from Melbourne, Australia. So please send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. Tell us where you're at. And also, prior to our break, we were quickly talking about the Greek debt crisis. They had over $100 billion wiped out by the Basha.
By everybody. All the people who they owed money to basically agreed to wipe out this debt.
So we were talking about deleting...
Several people lost their fortunes.
Yeah, we were talking about what we would delete out of our lives, which didn't have a lot, I think, at the end, did we?
No, we wouldn't delete much.
So, look, our first topic of the night, Basha, we're going to sort of delve into this a bit. I came across this last week. Apparently, gaydar really does exist. Now, I've been bashing on about having great gaydar for, you know, quite a while now. And,
yes, you have.
Yeah, and you continuously say that I do have great gaydar. Well, now apparently there's proof.
There is proof.
Scientists have actually proven that gay people are more able to pick out fellow homosexuals.
Woohoo!
Yeah, go us.
Not me, but yes.
Okay, so
good thing I wasn't part of their study.
As we've shared before, Basha, she doesn't have gaydar, but there's hope for you yet.
You
have male gaydar.
Yeah, I can pick a gay man a mile off.
See, I can't.
Really?
I'm actually pretty bad at that.
Oh, okay. I'm really good at that.
Okay, maybe we could team up here. You know.
Why? Anyway.
Well, it's not that we're looking for gay men or anything, but, you know, we could, you know, spot the homosexuals.
Yeah.
I like to play that game at work occasionally. It never happens, though. Like, I'm the only homo in the forest up there.
I'll see. That's what you think.
That's what I think.
They're all hiding behind the tree and you're... Anyway, we won't go there.
Let's not. Okay, so
let's continue with this. So the Dutch researchers have found this gaydar. So tell us about this.
Okay, well, I've got an article here by Fiona McCrae that I found online, and I'm going to read it out for you.
Go for it.
All right. So we'll start. Gay people really do have an inbuilt radar that helps them seek out like-minded souls, scientists have shown. The sixth sense, or gaydar, ensures they pay more attention to detail, allowing them to pluck potential partners out of a crowd. The Dutch researchers, as Basha mentioned before, looked at whether straight or gay people... And gay people focus their attention differently when faced with a problem. A total of 42 men and women were shown pictures of outlines of large squares and rectangles, each of which was packed with smaller shapes. Our brains are wired to take in the bigger picture, our meaning the heterosexuals, I'm assuming.
They're generalising, but yeah. Yes.
All right. Meaning that if we are shown a square filled with rectangles and asked what is inside, we can easily be fooled into saying squares. The homosexuals, I like the way they put this, took longer but more answers right. So hang on, is he trying to say that we're a bit slow but we got the right answer?
No, because we focused more, I think.
Right, okay. Particularly when asked about the smaller shapes, suggesting they were able to see the small details as well as the big picture, or they were able to see the trees as well as the wood. See how I did that?
Yes. Just the bushes?
Yeah, I did read the article this week. Okay. In everyday life, this attention to detail could help them work out people's sexuality. Researcher Dr. Lorenzo Colzato of Leiden University in the Netherlands said this is the first time that scientific proof has been found for the existence of a gaydar mechanism amongst homosexuals. This perceptual skill allows homosexuals to recognise other gay people faster, and we think it's because they are more analytical than heterosexuals. And this is my favourite sentence of all time. Are you
okay,
ready?
I'm listening.
I'm really hoping I don't stuff it up. Okay.
Go for it.
Adopting such a perceptual style presumably increases the likelihood of detecting perceptual clues indicative of homosexual orientation, which facilitates finding like-minded social peers and potential friends and sex mates.
Oh, now I know why you were doing those warm-ups before the show.
I know.
I thought you were just humming.
The lips, the tip, yeah. The tip of the tongue. The lips, the tip, the tip of the tongue. Yes, because that's, you know, that's a really cool sentence. Anyway.
That is a cool sentence.
Differences in attention to detail have previously been shown among religious groups, with Italian Roman Catholics looking at the bigger picture more than those with secular views and Israeli Orthodox Jews paying less attention to detail than Israeli non-believers. Dr. Calzado said this fits with the strong emphasis on social solidarity in both Catholicism and Orthodox Judaism. In contrast, Dutch Calvinists, who are counseled on minding their own business, focus on detail rather than the bigger picture.
Well, there you go.
There you go. So you've actually read a paper that you found online that was about this research.
Yeah, because that's just me. Sorry.
You do that.
The academic in me went and said, oh, there's an academic who's found a research. That means he's written a journal article. So I went and got this journal article and read it. It was interesting. I'm sorry, you're laughing at me. Hey, this was like the easiest journal article I've read in three years.
It's such a you thing to do. But anyway, go on.
I was studying for 3 years, so you know how many journal articles I read? This thing is only like 6 pages.
You were saying that earlier. That's one of the smallest that you've ever seen.
Yes, because people who've read journal articles will know that this is actually not an academic or peer-reviewed journal article. These are the technical terms.
Technical.
Because, yeah, their study is 42 people, which is very small.
That is a small amount, yeah.
And the way to pick a journal article.
Didn't they say it was only 17 women as well.
Yeah, yep. So that's a very small group. And when you look at the references, there's probably about 20 references here. Most mm-hmm. journal articles would probably have around 150, 200 references in them, you know, quite a lot.
Mm.
I'm presuming these guys are using this as a start. To start more research, maybe just to say, okay, this is something we've discovered, and then
so
they can use this.
Maybe they're trying to find more funding or something to get into that. Okay. All right, so what do you think? I mean, do you reckon this is quite true? Because, I mean, I'm not really buying it, to be honest with you. I mean...
Well, they're trying to prove gaydar, and the way they're doing it is by showing people pictures of squares, like...
With rectangles and stuff in them.
What was in those little pictures? Because I'm sure if they were certain little pictures, I'm sure certain people would have noticed that.
Funny,
sorry.
Actually.
How do you prove gaydar? What, you know, do you set me loose into a club and realise that I have none? It's really hard to prove.
Well,
so
that's the thing is, I don't really think that you can as well. See, they're also trying to pigeonhole gaydar as a gay thing. They're saying that only homosexuals can have gaydar. I don't think that's right.
No, it's
I
not
know
true.
Plenty of lovely straight people who can pick a homo out of a crowd in 3 seconds flat.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't hard. You know, this guy, he's actually seriously saying here that only homosexuals have this, which I don't think that's right.
Well, from his findings, he's found that. But when you've only studied 45 people, it's really easy to skew those perceptions.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, how do you... I know, I'm just finding this weird, this whole thing.
I mean, I suppose if there really is any clout to this at all, I guess you could say that maybe the homosexuals in his study, maybe it's quite possible that the reason they were paying more attention to the bigger picture here and what was going on is because maybe we kind of have this inbuilt sort of radar that helps us detect smaller things about people, because I think we do have to be a bit more careful in day-to-day life of what we're doing.
Well, it is, because you've got to, yeah, you've got to...
step on people's toes so we don't offend anyone.
Yes, but you've got to, yeah, you've got to be observant. I think that's why I probably can pick a gay man a mile away, because I can see the little intricacies of their movements, their talking and things that will indicate to me that they are gay. And I'm pretty good that way, so...
All right, so I want to know if anyone out there is... if they've been listening in and they've, you know, had a look at this article at all, if anyone's seen it, you know, let us know what you think. Also, let us know if you think maybe this guy's doing the wrong thing by saying that only homosexuals have gaydar, because I'm very curious about that. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. Basha, we have been talking about a couple of different topics tonight. We've had the Greek debt crisis. You know, got their $100 billion back, which is nice. Well, they got it wiped. We've also been talking about gaydar, and we've been debating about whether it exists.
Yes, or whether scientists can prove that it exists or not.
And whether it actually only exists in homosexuals, which I don't agree with. But now we've got a little bit of an update.
We do.
On last week's show, you know, we had a lot of equal rights, marriage rights videos that we were playing on the show, or clips that we were airing on the show. And one of our favourites was the I Want to Know What It's Like clip.
Yes.
And that was by filmmaker or vlogger Ryan James Yazak. And that went
she
for about
said the name. I'm
5 minutes.
Yay!
I did say it. Usually I don't say weird names because I'm scared I'm going to stuff them. Anyway, we've got a bit of an update because I found an article online the other day and I was really interested. So I'm going to read it out to you just quickly. Well, not so quickly, because I'm rushing for some reason.
I know, slow down. Take a breath. It's okay.
All right, so this...
still got half an hour to go, honey.
This update's been done by Michelle Garcia. I found it online. Filmmaker Ryan James Yazak was able to raise more than 3 times as much as he needed to produce a documentary about gay rights movement on Kickstarter.com. 3 times the amount, Basha.
Which is good. So you can make 3 documentaries.
That is amazing. I just think that's fantastic. So filmmaker Ryan James Yazak was able to raise more than 3 times as much as he needed. Yazak, whose Second Class Citizens documentary teaser went viral earlier this year, set up a Kickstarter campaign to raise $50,000 to produce a full version of the documentary. The campaign exceeded expectations with 4,272 backers as of Friday afternoon, so it's last Friday afternoon, raising $176,354. In explaining why he wanted to tackle such a documentary, Isaac wrote, "My boss asked me if I wanted to donate blood with her. I immediately got up to go with her and then stopped abruptly, realising I couldn't donate blood. She did not believe me, nor did she understand why. I felt like a different species. I did not feel one with the human race in that moment. That was the moment it had a direct effect on me and my rights. That is when I decided to make this documentary."
And I think that's... I read that and I think that's a really powerful statement, and I think I agree with him.
That is a very powerful statement.
And in this day and age, I think it's quite silly. So are we going to play a little bit of the clip?
We are, actually. I'm just going to load it up for us.
So, yeah, I was reading some articles about him and how he raised his money, and actually a lot of the money came in the last few minutes. People just started
throwing it at him,
and it's good because it means that he's now got the options to do a lot more with that.
Yeah. And I also read online, if you like his Facebook page, Second Class Citizen, he's actually looking for people to help him work on this documentary.
He is.
Could you remember some of the positions he was looking to fill as well?
I believe there was a director, an art director. I think there were some sound people.
Some editing people here.
Yeah, and then he just said a lot of other roles, which he hasn't specified. So if you have any skills...
Yeah, and you want to donate your time to a really fantastic cause, then jump onto his Facebook page and have a look.
Go for it.
We'll play a little part of this clip for you people, all right?
All right.
"Something I've never had.
To have a child call me dad. I want to know what it's like to not feel like I'm a freak, to not feel like I am weak, to not be silenced when I speak.
I want to know what it's like to live beyond a closet door, to see my father once more, to show him I'm not who I was before.
I want to know what it's like to donate the blood from my vein, but because I'm gay, I must refrain. Why does my sexuality pertain?
I want to know what it's like to not be expelled from school, to not be made to look like a fool. How is my homosexuality breaking a rule?
I want to know what it's like to undo what's been done to me, to give sight to those who cannot see that I am no lesser of a human being.
I want to know what it's like to not be considered a disease, to not have a majority I have to please, to freely express my individuality.
I want to know what it's like to live in a land truly of the free, not a land that excludes me. This is not how it's supposed to be.
I want to know what it's like to not be the target of bigotry, to not have you question my sanity, to not succumb to your superiority.
I want to know what it's like to overcome all of my fears, to uncry these countless tears that have been shed over the years.
I want to know what it's like to learn about gay leaders of the past in my high school history class.
Can somebody please tell me what's so wrong with that?
I want to know what it's like to have pride, to not have to hide, to not have to lie my whole life, to not have my sexuality be denied.
I want to know what it's like to not have to feel this hurt inside,
to not think these thoughts in my mind,
to not contemplate suicide.
I want to know what it's like to have this pain in me subside, to heal this wound that bleeds inside,
to get back the tears that I've cried, to take back the years that I've tried, to bring back the life that has died, to unite this world's divide, to make change with stride, to not stand below, but beside.
I want to know what it's like to have this choice you say is mine, to have science and religion intertwined, to have love be redefined.
I want to know what it's like to have a government that won't instate unfair laws that promote hate, for fear society will disintegrate.
I want to know what it's like
to live in a world without hate,
a world that does not discriminate,
a world in which I can feel safe,
whether I'm gay, bi, or straight.
This is the world we must create.
You
These are the actions we must take.
These are the decisions we must make.
The time is now.
We cannot.
We must not. We will not wait.
I want to know what it's like to have equal opportunity.
To know full equality.
To be one humanity.
I want to know what it's like
to be treated equally by my peers.
To stand alongside every queer.
On the edge of a new frontier.
Okay, I think we'll stop it right there. You're listening to Laylink with Basha and Tiana Joy 94.9. We were just sharing with you a part of this amazing clip, I Want to Know What It's Like. We played it last week on our show.
We did.
It's by our filmmaker, vlogger, Ryan James Yazak. We were just doing a quick update on that, just explaining that, you know, this amazing man who's making this documentary.
He's coming out January next year.
He's coming out January next year, and he's actually raised $176,000 over that towards his documentary, yeah, which is over three times the amount that he was originally hoping to, you know, raise to create.
But I think
this
clip raised awareness, and it triggered things in people. Like, my dad was listening to the show last week, and my dad actually said that he got a little bit teary during some of those discussions and that clip, because he said, you know, even though my dad obviously is not gay, but he could understand, you know, people like myself, the pain and friends that we have who are gay and who have to go through that. And he can't understand, you know, my dad's, you know, a senior, and he can't understand that this is such an issue still in this country and in many countries in the world.
I mean, it's been getting tremendous airplay, I'm sure, on Joy. I mean, I heard Dean Beck playing it earlier on his show, Hide and Seek. And I know that, you know, the reach that it has gotten being shared on social networking is just amazing. I mean, even my brother, who isn't really big on sharing things on Facebook and doesn't really like Facebook that much, he even shared it and commented. Yeah. So I think that that's really amazing, and it definitely draws something out in people, and it plays to that, and it really gets those emotions going. I mean, you said you were teary the first time you were watching it, and
I actually cried the first time I watched it. Every time I watch it since, I get quite teary. Like, just before now, I couldn't. I turned my headphones off because I couldn't listen to it, because then I get all emotional. It's like, no, then I have to come back and be all funky and fun. And it's like, no, it's not going to work.
Even, my girlfriend and I were in the car the other day, and we put it on the speakers going through the car, and just that extra sound, not through headphones, was quite powerful, just having it, you know, through the slabbies. And that was pretty cool.
Yeah, but she's got a pretty good sound system in that car, I believe.
Yeah, it's all right.
It's all right. It's probably better than mine.
Yeah, probably. 'Cause I don't like your car. Just throwing that out there.
You can walk home then.
Oh, thanks, B.
You're welcome.
Look, if anyone has any opinions that they would like to share, if you haven't seen this clip, it'll be on our Facebook page. I will upload it again for us, because it really is something powerful that you really should, you know, sit down, take the time. It only goes for, you know, just under 5.5 minutes, so it's quite amazing. You definitely should listen
to it. Now, we've just got some messages.
Okay.
Carla's saying hi.
Hi, Carla.
Hey, Carla. Hope you're enjoying our show. And we have a message from Chrissy and Kerry. They've sent us a lovely photo, and they're actually inviting us to their apartment for champagne. So, yay.
Thanks, girls.
Thanks, ladies. We might take you up on that offer.
How very welcoming.
Thank you for the lovely photo, which, of course, our listeners can't see, but we enjoyed.
Yes, we will.
Very artistic.
Very nice, yeah. I don't mind it.
Yes, it was quite interesting when we figured out how to load the picture.
Yes,
I think that took us longer.
Yeah, we're doing all right. We're doing all right. So, look, if you are listening and you'd like to give us a shout-out as well, feel free to do that. Our text line in here is 0427JOY949. You can email us at onair@joy.org.au, or head over to Facebook, like our page, and send us a message, because we're always keen to get messages from people. Welcome back to Laylink. You're listening to Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. Please send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. So, look, yeah, we have had a couple of different topics tonight. You know, we've talked about the Greek debt crisis and how they had $1 billion wiped from their debt, which was quite nice of our lovely, fair universe to do that for them. We spoke about whether gaydar really exists, and some Dutch researchers had been speaking about that.
Is he Dutch?
And we also had a little bit of an update about the I Want to Know What It's Like clip from Second Class Citizens and James Ryan Yazak, who has raised over $176,000 toward his documentary, which is set to be released in January next year. And now...
we have a message from Gaz.
We have a message from Gaz.
And he was at the Aqua concert. Oh, sorry. He was at the Aqua concert. He said it was average, but he's finding our show lovely.
Oh,
we have a great show. Thank you, Gaz. We're glad you're enjoying our show. We're glad we're sparking your evening.
Sparking or spiking?
Oh, a bit of both.
All right.
We're not spiking. We're sparking. Make it all bright and bubbly.
Lovely.
Bubbly.
That's what we do.
So you found an interesting article which you sent me as well during the week.
I did. Well, I found a couple of things during the week. I've been very busy.
You did. You were busy.
Mm.
Busy little beaver.
Facebook's stalking the hell out of everyone. It's been great. I have been seeing, I've got quite a few friends on Facebook that live up in Queensland, and I have been seeing photos of this truck. Now, if anyone has heard and knows what I'm talking about, please send us a text straight away.
So this is the anti-gay marriage truck.
It is the anti-gay marriage truck, okay? No, this is serious.
I know. I find this actually offensive.
I'm fired up.
I find this offensive, and it is discriminatory. And if that truck was driving past me, I'd go to Bunnings, grab some paint and throw it at it.
It's bloomin' rude. We do not condone graffiti, but if you feel like doing it, go for it. I didn't say that. So,
only at this truck, though. Only at this sign.
Only at this truck. Anti-gay message hits the road, all right? So I'm going to read this out to you because this is really important. A truck with mounted signage warning of the dangers of same-sex marriage to children and displaying a grown man embracing a young male child is making its way to Queensland to target ALP electorates with its anti-gay message. Embarking on a Queensland election prayer rally tour. What?
Oh. Hold on, but you just said here the dangers of same-sex marriage to children. Mm-hmm. So that sounds like they're worried that children are going to get married.
Yeah,
come on, Queensland.
That's not the avenue that we're hoping for.
That's not what we're wanting. We're wanting adults to get married and then possibly have kids, but that's beside the point. There's nothing to do with anything. Continue the article,
Okay. The billboard claims young children will be subjected to homosexual sex education that it says is already happening in Europe and the US. Okay. The truck will travel through Taree, Kempsey Casino, Lismore, Gold Coast and the Sunshine Coast on its way to a major prayer rally at King George Square in Brisbane CBD on March 22nd, 2 nights before the state election.
I could think of something to be praying about as they pass me.
Spotted in Gosford yesterday on its way north, amateur images of the truck went viral on social media platforms with users overwhelmingly expressing disgust and outrage, as I mentioned before. Yeah. The truck signage directs readers to the standformarriage.org.au website, which is registered to Australian Heart Ministries and Warwick Marsh, the founder of the Fatherhood Foundation. Marsh was dumped as one of the federal government's men's health ambassadors in 2008 by then Health Minister Nicola Roxon over his anti-gay views. Now, I have two pictures here, and one of them is showing me one side, or, you know, one frame of this banner that's on these trucks, and the other picture is showing the other side of it. So the first side says... It's a school blackboard, and it's got a child's face sort of hidden in the background that you can see, and it says, "The dark side of same-sex marriage, homosexual sex ed for your young children. Read the facts, it's already happening in the US." So, okay, whatever. I highly, highly doubt that allowing homosexual people to get married is going to instantly mean that there's going to be homosexual sex ed.
No, but they are doing sex ed in schools, I believe, across Europe and America, but it is not for that purpose. It is more for the purpose to gain acceptance so that they stop teenage suicide. They're clouding two completely opposite and different issues and trying to merge them together.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, well... I won't even say anything about these people, but and again, they're going for the religious aspect. We're not wanting a religious
wedding. We just want equal rights.
Equal rights.
Yeah.
Civil unions. We don't need to be married in a church. That, you know, if that's something that people want, they can go and pursue that at a later date. It's not a state government or federal government initiative. Exactly. I don't know. It's a bit weird.
All right. So the other side of this banner on this gay, anti-gay marriage truck says, not my children, exclamation mark, not on my watch, exclamation mark. And that's the picture that's got the young man sort of with the, you know,
so you need to shout that.
Sitting there. And it's got ALP, you've gone too far, and then it's got the website they're directing you to if you don't want gay marriage. So, and then the rest of the article goes on to say, failed New South Wales Christian Democrat Party candidate Peter Madden is also involved in the truck's tour. His website has been calling for donations to assist its journey and explains the inspiration behind its website. The billboard signage, which is 9 metres by 3 metres on the Heal Our Land truck, will send a very strong message as it travels to Brisbane and parks outside shopping centres in marginal ALP electorates to distribute their Your Children at Risk document.
I don't know how this is happening because this is actually offensive and discriminatory, and I don't understand how they're allowed to do that. Because if I was doing the same thing on the side of a billboard or on the side of a truck, going against some religious group for some obscure reason,
you'd be arrested in 3 seconds.
Yeah, and that thing would have to come down.
Yeah.
And that would be not acceptable. But this, for some reason, is acceptable. And this brings me to the other thing that's been in the media recently is this lovely individual.
Bob Catter.
Yes.
Mm.
How is he, you know, don't even get me started on this gentleman because we've only got 10 minutes left of our show. I could talk for hours about him.
I just, it's ridiculous. Look, we do have a clip to play.
Yes, we do have a clip to play. It's from his brother, Carl Catter, who just happens to be gay. Even my dad picked that. But, yes.
It wasn't hard to pick that one.
No, it wasn't.
We are going to play this clip. Look, it goes for 45 seconds. Basically, this is Bob Catter's response to...
His brother. No, this is Carl Catter's response to Bob.
To Bob Catter's homophobic advertisement that he's placed on television. Basically saying that, you know, his rival that's also running for the election up in Queensland is pro-same-sex marriage, and that makes him out to be so awful. Oh. So we're going to play this clip for you.
Do you think he'll really stand up to the Greens and other minority groups?
When I saw my half-brother's homophobic campaign ad, my thoughts went straight to the young Australians who will see this on TV, telling them that they don't belong, that they are somehow inferior. Our nation's leaders should not be telling the community that it's okay to discriminate. It's not okay for politicians to get away with hatred and bigotry. They call themselves the Australia Party, but Australians and Queenslanders deserve better than this. We shouldn't have to put up with politicians who seek election by appealing to the worst in human nature. We should be electing politicians who support diversity, who tell young Australians it's okay to be who you are. Queensland, don't vote for hate.
Authorised by Simon Shea, Get Up Sydney.
All right, so you're on Leila Basha and Tian. This is Joy 94.9. We've just listened to Carl Catter, Bob Catter's brother.
Yes.
And Bob Catter, of course.
Half-brother, I believe.
He's running in the election up in Queensland.
Yes.
And Carl is Bob's gay
half-brother. Half-gay brother.
Half-gay brother? Yes. Is he half-gay? Is he bisexual? Is that what
you're
saying?
No, he's fully gay, but he's half-brother. No, you're just confusing me. It's not that confusing.
Okay, let's move on. All right, it doesn't matter who he is. He's the brother of a guy who's running, and he's basically...
It's all the KKs and CKs that are just confusing you.
I don't know what's going on. All right, so basically he's coming back, he's hitting back, he's saying to his brother, you know, this is wrong. These advertisements are wrong. And they are. And, you know, what Carl is saying in this clip that we've just played for 45 seconds is that he's really concerned that there's young Australians out there that are going to be listening to these ads and seeing these ads that are playing 24/7 on Queensland TV. And this is just going to sink into their brains.
I know.
You know, and it's true. We shouldn't be having, you know, anti anything on primetime television.
No.
We shouldn't be having anti anything on trucks driving around our cities. Basha, it enrages me. I don't understand.
No, it does. I was really annoyed when I saw this. I got really angry.
But
we are going to put a link on the website because I believe they're trying to raise... Carl is trying to raise some funds so that they can continue playing these ads.
Well, it's through GetUp. And you remember GetUp with the people who bought the auction to have dinner with the Prime Minister not that
they
long
do
ago.
A lot of... They GetUp do a lot of wonderful things.
Yeah, and right now they're trying to get this ad to, you know, be placed up on primetime TV.
Exactly.
So that, you know, it's not anti, it's pro.
Exactly. You know? So if you know anyone or you want to give your support, go to the website and you can donate money and help them. Always good. So we'll put that on our website for you and link you to GetUp so you can help them out.
If you're as enraged as me, feel free to send us a text on 0427.
Yes, we've got to just breathe now.
Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. And you're back with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy 94.9. Head over to our Facebook page, send us a message and like Lay Link, LESLINK, or please send us a quick last minute text in the studio. It's 0427JOY949.
Well, that is the end of our show.
That is the end of our show.
So we hope you've enjoyed listening.
I feel like we've had to fast forward through the end of it because I got ridiculously passionate about this anti-gay marriage truck.
I know, we get a bit upset about that. I know, I had to cool down today because it was like, oh God, this guy's annoying me. And I was just checking like the papers and the internet, and when I was seeing stuff, I was just getting infuriated and people looking at me at work going, are you all right? I'm like, I'm fine. It's this report. It's really annoying.
I love it when you do that voice.
I know.
The angry don't annoy me voice.
I know. That's like, I'm dealing with racists.
All right, so you've been listening to Basha and Tian with our show Lay Link on Joy 94.9. As we said earlier, head over to Facebook and like our page, LESLINK.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.